Despite the relaxing of immigration rules, allowing more couples and families to reunite, many remain separated by the border. Chen Liu reports.
Aucklander Romy Agwal hasn't seen her husband and young son, now five, for almost 2 years. She came to study in 2018 and started a job in marketing last year on open work visa. After a long wait of 10 months, her husband and son were granted visas to join her in New Zealand, but a week before their flight, the borders were closed.
We had planned for everything. Yeah, I had a separate house, and then we got the furniture and everything.
Ms. Agwal says the separation has taken a toll on the family financially and emotionally. They have tried to apply for an exemption twice, but were rejected. While partners and dependent children or visa holders who normally live in New Zealand can come, her family has never lived in New Zealand. This rules her out, and she doesn't think that's fair.
Why aren't we given time frames? Why is there so much of uncertainty around? When will they be allowed? Isn't the plight of a partner or a mother who's a migrant any different from a citizen or a PR?
Gurpreet Kaur Arora has been apart from her husband for a year now. After the couple were married last year in India, her husband came back to New Zealand on a work visa. 7 months later, Ms. Arora was granted a visitor visa. She's quit her job and was about to join her husband here when the borders were closed.
I've paid for the money. My visa has expired already, and I have no way to go. I have no hope at all. No hope at all.
Ms. Arora tried three times to apply for an exemption on humanitarian grounds but failed. She has asked for her visa to be extended so she can come when the borders reopen without having to reapply, but there has been no response.
I hope that the borders are open at least to reunite their families. That's the least that I would want.
Another man from India who has New Zealand citizenship also wants his wife to join him here. He came back to New Zealand after marrying his partner in India last year. After 10 months trying to get a partnership visa, his wife was granted a visitor visa, and then the borders were shut. When new rules were brought in last month allowing partners of citizens to come, they applied for an exemption but were declined. His words have been revoiced.
We emailed them to ask why it was declined, and they said it was because she has got a visitor visa.
According to immigration regulations, partners of a citizen or resident can come if they hold a visa based on their relationship or travel with their New Zealand partner or normally live in New Zealand. The man says it doesn't make sense that her wife on a visitor visa can't come.
We hope they will renew our visa so we don't have to apply again. If we apply again, it might take the same time it took before.
The Immigration Minister Ian Lees-Galloway says the international pandemic has meant many sacrifices have been made. He says as more and more people return, the government is building up capacity for managed isolation and quarantine. Motohodaka Ote Atane Kuo Chen Liu Aho.